Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Sons of a Gun, a podcast about the DC Universe. I'm Alex Gunn.
I'm Justin Gunn, a young gun. Bang, bang.
And I'm a young gun, too.
T-O-O. Woo, got time to play, my guy.
We sure do. And if you got tips or stories you want us to cover, please email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com, because we're in a bit of a drought here with DC news. We're going to get into a couple of items anyway and talk about them. But, you know, other than our number one news source, James Gunn's Threads account, not a lot going on this week in the DC world. Taking a little bit of a pause, I think, while they get geared up for filming Superman Legacy in March. We know that they've got a couple of other things in works, and that includes Peacemaker Season 2, which is moving forward, moving apace, despite everything else that James Gunn has going on. As of his Threads account, he announced that, in fact, he has finished writing Peacemaker Season 2. We knew he was halfway through the eighth episode as of last week, so good job, Dad.
Great to stay on top of things. Dad's got a to-do list, and he checks it off. Mm-hmm. Go. Go,
how do you
King.
Think how do you think he arranges his days? Is he like, okay, mornings are Superman Legacy, afternoons are Peacemaker, and then I get a little treat during dinner where I get to go on Threads and drop some news?
I think I've seen the pie chart, and it's like 80% Threads, and then 10%. Like writing, question mark,
right.
These other things. If I had to guess, I bet he sits down in the morning, gets his Peacemaker on, gets his writing done. Afternoon, because yeah, I feel like most writers write like for like scripted narrative, right? Like, you know, 4 hours a day, and then like revise or answer emails, stuff like that. It's not like you're clocking in and just grinding for 8 hours straight.
Yeah, and to be clear, while he's doing all this stuff, his house is littered with garbage. Like, it is probably a trash heap. Disgusting.
Throws it right on the floor.
Nobody's cleaning it up.
Raw chicken.
It's just chicken.
It's like an animal. It's an animal. But that's what fuels him, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's what fuels the machine. Chicken bones and hate. Those are the two things. Anyway, that is exciting that Peacemaker Season 2 is done. At this point, I guess I would say this is pure speculation here, but given that we have Superman Legacy filming in March, presumably for about 6 months, I could probably do the math here. That means they finish around September-ish, something like that. So given he's probably at the very least going to want to direct the first episode and the last episode, if not everything, potentially, that probably doesn't start shooting until what? October, end of October, November. I mean, he could be prepping a lot of this stuff, and other people can be doing prep while he's doing Superman Legacy, but no way this starts filming until the end of this year.
Yeah, I mean, he could jump right into it, certainly, if that's what the schedule demands. But yeah, to your point, I feel like it means we're not going to get Peacemaker until, you know, early next year, early-ish, first 6 months of next year.
Yeah, which is interesting. I wonder, given the, again, like pure speculation here, but we know that Superman Legacy is coming July, right? Next year, if I remember correctly.
I believe so, yeah.
So probably Peacemaker after that in the fall, I would guess. Like once they've solidified, here's what the DCU is, then you get this reminder of, oh yeah, here's this great show that everybody loved.
The only thing with that is that means we're really going a very long time without anything. Mm-hmm. Like, is that we're only going to get Creature Commandos and then Superman?
I think so.
That feels, I feel like there has to be one more thing.
I don't know. I maybe, but at the same time, I don't think it's a bad thing to give stuff space. You know, we've talked about this a lot here. We've talked about this way more on our Marvel podcast, Marvel Vision, but we're not in a great space with superhero movies and TV shows. People are definitely pushing back. There's definitely a backlash, whatever you think about it. So giving it a little space, giving it a little time to be like, we're stepping back. We're putting out this Creature Commandos thing. Should be fun. Should be light. And then next year, we're going to be rocking and rolling with Superman, going into Peacemaker, which you love. We're going to be shooting probably Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. All of this stuff is going to be going, but it gives everybody like a little bit of a pause to remember, oh yeah, I like this stuff.
Well, the only thing I would say is you would want to do some TV that fills that gap. And I guess Penguin is also coming out.
That's true. That's yeah.
Different. But is there, I guess, and Joker, technically. So there's, I guess we think for 1 minute, we could find a lot of things coming out.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that we definitely get into comic book fad brain where we're like, well, that's a different continuity. But I think the regular man on the street is like, I don't care. Joker is the same as Peacemaker is the same as everything else.
I just bumped into the regular man. Idiot. Very
stupid. He was bitten by a regular man and gained a regular man's powers, right?
Yes, which are not knowing the ins and outs of the TV and film industry. It was regular
man's powers. Fun thing, you could bite literally anybody and give them those powers.
Yeah.
Right now.
Biting, no one talks about how much biting is just given and taken. Be careful who you let bite you. That's what my grandpa
always. By the way, how's your self-help book coming along?
Honestly, I'm struggling to get to chapter two because chapter one, super clear. It's about the biting. Yeah. Chapter two, it's hard to really evolve, you know?
Yeah. Well, you got to work that 4 hours in the morning, throw the chicken bones on the floor, and you'll be good to go.
Horrible salmonella constantly. All this raw chicken.
There's your chapter two, how not to get salmonella.
How not to get salmonella. Keep on trucking.
One last little bit about Peacemaker. This is also not a big surprise. I think James Gunn has already talked about the fact that there's going to be a different dance sequence for the opening of Peacemaker, but he reconfirmed that it was like, well, yeah, several of the people have died. So, of course, we're going to have to redo the opening dance sequence. Should be interesting. That was a highlight of the year when that came out. So curious to see what he'll come up with.
I mean, I gotta think you gotta change up the style a little bit. That was such a funny thing. So, like, where do you heighten it?
Yeah, I don't know. I trust the fact, given that three Guardians movies, he knows what he's doing when it comes to music. So, I think we're in good hands there.
He knows how to film stiff, over-muscled people dancing in a funny way.
Yes. And so, as long as we get that, God bless. Good. Yeah, yeah, God bless. Moving on to something that may or may not be part of the DCU's future. Zolo Maraduena talked a little bit about Blue Beetle. I think this was at the Saturn Awards, if I remember correctly, but he talked to Screen Rant about it. He said, I know we'll see Blue Beetle again, whether it comes in the form of Blue Beetle 2 or wherever. It's been really great to work alongside James and Peter, who have graciously folded us into their new universe, even though it wasn't part of what they came up with. It's an honor. Now, where Blue Beetle heads in the future, I don't know, but I can confidently say that we will see him soon. So there you go. What do you think about that?
That's a hell of a confirmation. A movie that we liked, a character we really love. But something that felt like it was going to fall by the wayside in the new continuity. My prediction is it won't be Blue Beetle 2. Mm-hmm. It'll be folded into another movie as a character who's, you know, just part of a team or in a fight. And then maybe if that goes well, we can go into Blue Beetle 2.
Totally agree with that. I will say this gets to a news item that we talked about last week where I don't know, given the slate that they announced for Chapter 1, Gods and Monsters, where Blue Beetle would fit in exactly, you know, like where you could see him. But we know that they're working on other stuff. So are they going to do like Teen Titans or something like that? Are they going to?
Wow.
Right? I don't know. I would like to see that.
There's a TV show, Alex. Why would they? It's done.
Teen Titans Go live action. I don't know. Something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Teen Titans, clearly very popular with the animated show, but we've never seen a live action Titans or anything like that. And I almost feel like that would be fresher and more exciting than a Justice League movie, which probably has to sit for a while before they really build everything up, given the bad blood that came off of the first one. I don't know.
You said we've never seen a live action TV show of Titans. Did you just say that?
I did.
You just said that, though, right?
I did say that.
I had to look up around for a second to make sure I knew what was happening, because I was like, that's literally one of the only things we've seen.
Oh, boy. Well, this is the last episode of our DC podcast.
I really took it. That's how much I trust your journalism. When I was like, oh, I swear, God, that was the main show.
No, it was like the only four or five seasons. I hated that show, so I erased it from my memory entirely.
Great stuff. So maybe they – I don't think they're going to reboot that.
But hold on. Teen Titans? Teenagers?
That's fair.
That was Adult Titans.
Yeah, and it really was. And it was Adult Titans doing bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers to that.
Here's a character who won't be showing up in the DCU. It's Hawkman off of Black Adam. Aldis Hodge commented on this while on a tour for his new movie. Talk to comicbook.com. Says, I don't know if that's in the cards for me. I mean, look, if it is, obviously I love the character. I would love to continue the character. Definitely had plans to continue the character before some changes were made. But yeah, I couldn't tell you. You're going to have to ask James. So
this is Hollywood speak for hell no, you'll never see this again. but fine. I mean, we all knew that.
I thought it was pretty good. And it is sort of funny because Black Adam, I guess, was one of the big box office winners of DC's very bad year.
Well, it turned out to be a winner. It was a loser. When it came out, it was considered a bomb. Technically, especially all the hype that Dwayne The Rock Johnson was giving it. And I'm sure Aldis and everybody in the cast was like, we did it. We're in the movie that's launching the new DC move. This is it. It's like Justice is going to be the new Justice League. And then to be laid low by box office and then the whole thing get thrown out into the garbage.
I think it's very similar to what we were talking about with Sacha Caille with The Flash, where it was just these good actors who did a good job of the role and then were hampered by so much behind the scenes drama. Clearly there was a lot of stuff with The Rock trying to make a power play to take over the DC universe and failing utterly at that. And he was just caught on the side, Aldis Hodge. We've also got Isabella Merced is coming in as Hawkgirl. So it could bring back a Hawkman there, but I think they'll lead into the whole Hawkgirl, Hawkwoman of it all instead of doing Hawkman. So there you go.
Yeah, you had your shot.
And the last but definitely least, James Gunn was asked on Threads, do you like Captain Atom? And he said yes, and people are losing their minds.
That's a big clue. That's a big drop. This is the energy of being in like third grade and being like, do you like me? Circle yes or no. And getting the yes. And then that's all you think about for the next several weeks. Yeah. For all of holiday break, you're like, I got the yes. And you come back and it's not that big of a deal, maybe.
Listen, I also like Captain Atom, but like we talked about last week, James Gunn has been so specific with his words with this stuff. He would be like, this is a character we're looking into if it was something they were considering for movie and TV. I'm sure it's on the docket. They probably have like a big Bible somewhere of here's all the characters we can use, levels of priority, people who are exploring them, etc. But I don't think it means anything. He's put out there a lot of comics that he likes. And when he's talked about comics that are specifically inspiring the DCU, he's been very specific about it.
Well, and like Captain Atom, are there big Captain Atom heads out there? He's one of those characters that I feel like is always there second. Like in a Superman story, he shows up and he's like, I got this. And he like messes it up or something.
Yeah. I don't remember which weekly series it was. I don't think it was 52, but maybe it was. But there was some good Captain Atom stuff in one of those things. But to your point, it's a character that never really feels like he's had a defining arc that's pushed him out of the B or C tier, but you know, a TV show or a movie or something like that, that would probably do it. So,
So shiny though, hard to just look at in general.
Reflective.
Plus with Oppenheimer, he's got an enemy splitting the, who's out there splitting the atom.
Yes. Well, that's what I want to see. I want to see, we got Oppenheimer, then we get a Captain Atom movie, then we get Oppenheimer versus V Captain Atom.
I'll split you, Captain Atom.
I have become Death, Destroyer of Worlds. Big punch right in the face.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Well, there you go. If anybody's got any tips or stories you want us to cover, you can email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. We do a live show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to Facebook and YouTube. Come hang out. We would love to chat with you about DC stuff. Apple, Spotify, Android, or the app of your choice, but not Google Podcasts. That is going away at the end of March. Subscribe literally anywhere else. Twitter/X, we're Comic Book Live, Comic Book Club Live on TikTok and Instagram, comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. Until next time, fingers crossed, really would love to see those live action Titans.
Yeah, could someone, if anyone could find a link to any sort of information on live action Titans, send it Alex's way. I think he needs to give it a look. It's like subreddit stuff, you know?
Yeah, you should make that chapter 3 of your book, How to Watch a Live Action Titans.
How to find the very hard to discover live action Titans. Genius.